The chairman of the U.S. Bishops' Committee of Pro-Life Activities, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, yesterday called on members of Congress to support the Right to Conscience Act. The Institute of Medicine recently recommended the U.S. government should require all private plans to cover surgical sterilizations and contraceptions, including those run by the Catholic Church. Human Life International's Joseph Meany told us this would change long-standing protections religious organizations have enjoyed in the country.
Certainly. It would appear that they would like to force all private health plans to cover contraceptives, sterilization, and even some contraceptives that are actually abortifacient. And they even remarked that they would have liked to have surgical abortions covered, but they couldn't because of a direct mandate in the law. However, they would have recommended that as well. So it's basically an attempt to force the Catholic Church and others who have strong conscience objections to contraception and abortion to cover those services in their health care plans.
And Cardinal DiNardo of the Committee for Pro-Life Activities for the USCCB has commented on these proposals. What is his response?
Well, Cardinal DiNardo, of course, said that this was unacceptable, but he furthermore advocated that a current law, the Respect for Rights of Conscience Act, be quickly passed by Congress to address just these issues. In general, the U.S. has been pretty good about allowing the Catholic Church and other organizations to opt out when their consciences will be violated by certain legislative provisions. However, this current proposal from President Obama's administration would take that away. So there's a current act before Congress right now, this Respect for Rights of Conscience Act, which would cover that issue and basically eliminate the possibility of the church having to cover contraception and sterilization, et cetera.
And what more can people do to support the bishops in their efforts for this legislation?
Well, I think it would be very important to contact congressmen and also senators and say that the Respect for Rights of Conscience Act is a high, high priority. It's House Resolution 1179, and it is really the solution to the problem of the government trying to force institutions like the church to cover immoral procedures in their healthcare plans. And, of course, this was one of the big objections to the whole, you know, revision and reform of healthcare that President Obama tried to put through and eventually succeeded in doing, that it was going to force unconscionable activities on the Catholic Church and individuals as well who have many objections of conscience